Today's devotion, taken from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, is titled Trust in the Lord. Now, for many of us, prayer is a daily activity, I hope, right? And weekly, just as you are here, the church gathers to pray. This not being inclusive of the sessions of prayer that we have during our worship services. Now, surely if we have engaged in prayer often and have been doing so for a number of years, there must have been occasions where we question ourselves on the efficacy of prayer, or even if our faith is truly unwavering. And so I thought it'd be useful to consider what trust is. And before we go into the applications of trust, it might be useful also to understand, or at least definitionally, understand the difference between faith and trust. Now, typically we hear these two words together, faith and trust, and they are mostly inseparable. But there lies a subtle distinction between the two, faith being a belief or acceptance of something to be true, and trust being to rely on or have confidence in the truthfulness of the object. And so probably a more practical example would be having faith means recognizing that a chair is designed to support the weight of the person who sits on it. But having trust means demonstrating that faith by sitting on the chair. And so we could say that prayer is the tangible expression of our trust in God. And while practically there's no difference between having faith and trust, trust is that action that we need to take, that step we need to take further. And so now that we have definitionally established what trust is, let us go deeper into its related applications. Now in verse 5, we see the object of our trust. Now sometimes after having prayed for so long, you know, we put our trust in the practice, or, you know, to some, the ritual of praying, which as much as is commanded by God that we engage in fervently and at all times, has no power in and of itself without the object to whom we pray to. Now, worse still, we who have become influenced by the secular world and its formula for successes adopt a sense of confidence and reliance in our own abilities and wisdom in our prayer life. Now, Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26 tells us, "He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool." A fool. A harsh and yet wholly acceptable term for one who trusts in himself instead of the omnipotent and omniscient God. Now it has been said that those who truly know themselves cannot but find their own understanding to be a broken reed, frail, weak, which if they lean onto will certainly fail them. And so in contrast to this, what does the Bible teach us? It teaches us to trust in the Lord. He is not only able to do what he will, but he is wise to do that which is good and best for us. Now, if you think and reflect on this, has God not proved himself over and over again in our lives? That which we call providence, by the very usage and definition of the term, points to something which happens not as a result of our own works, but is surely divine in nature. And so if God has proved himself in your life, then you have experienced for yourself the power of this God to whom we pray to and commit all things, and you have that first and experience of putting your trust in the Lord. Now we move on Having put our trust in the Lord, what is the degree of trust to which we should place in God? And the verse tells us, with all thine heart. And this points to a faith that is sincere, without doubt. Not just a matter of profession with one's lips, but stemming from a heart and a mind convinced. Matthew 21:22 tells us, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Now this, of course, pointing to that which is agreeable to the will of God. Now, in preparation of this devotion, I dare not say I found myself to be in any other situation where I could have such a high degree of trust or confidence. You know, typically when we look at what is happening in the world, when we say, okay, yeah, we trust in certain infrastructure, we trust in the government, there's always a shadow of doubt looming over. And yet, when it comes to God, we cannot but feel that He is faithful. Can we say with Job, though He slay me, yet will I trust in Him? Or with the psalmist, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. And so this is the degree of trust that we should place in God with all our heart. Now, embedded between the lines of verse 5 is this subtle notion of the time of trust. Now, upon first reading, it may not be immediately apparent, but there is here a sense of perpetuity in this verse. Once again, the verse reads, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. And it gives a sense of doing this at all times. And so we would be wise to follow the verse and trust in God at all times, in all circumstances, whether it be circumstances of peace, joy and success, or that of affliction, sorrow and failure. So knowing the object of our trust, the degree of trust in which we place in this object, and when or the time of trusting, we then look at how should we trust. And verse 6 has the answer, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. Now acknowledge, used here, has a sense of going beyond just intellectual understanding. It is to know, but it is to know at a deeper level, to recognize, to perceive, to comprehend. And so to know God is there at every step is insufficient. Like just knowing it for a fact is insufficient. We need to move beyond that to committing our way to Him. And how should we do that? Set Him before us. Have Him always in view and in consideration before we do anything. Walk in alignment with His word. Pray in accordance with His will. And submit to His sovereign control. And so if we have been earnest in our pursuit of godliness and prayer, we actually have been practicing this, and likely on a daily basis. But the struggle we typically have is that it is hard to accept God's will, especially when it does not align to our own wills. And that is not trusting God. So how should we trust? Acknowledge Him. And what of trust? What then? After trusting, what is next? He shall direct thy paths. Now direct has a sense of guidance, has a sense of making the path straight or even. And in this sense, it is that God blesses us and strengthens our feet on the path or on the walk, lest we stumble. And scripture is replete with examples of God directing the paths of the saints who have come before us. And I guess perhaps one of the most stark physical manifestations of this would be that pillar of cloud and that pillar of fire, which God used to guide the Israelites when they were wandering in the wilderness. Now looking at the way things are in the world today, we aren't in so different a circumstance from the Israelites. And yet, we remember that God does not just physically manifest himself in the times of the Israelites, in the times of the patriarchs, but God also directs our paths in more subtle, quiet, littler ways. For example, we have the full revealed Word of God in the palm of our hands now. We need not wait for someone to read a scripture. We have it with us. Do we read it then? We also have the Holy Spirit, which has been gifted to us and indwells us, is with us all the way. And perhaps, you know, if these are too abstract and you find it hard to trust, we have the church, the community in the church, for godly counsel, encouragement, and for an example. And so prayer then is a natural manifestation of our faith and trust in God. We align our wills with God because we trust him fully at all times, in all our ways, knowing that he will direct our paths. And so let us bear this in mind as we enter this season of prayer. Let us pray. O gracious, loving, merciful Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for this opportunity that we can come before you and have free access to you, to commune with you, to share our burdens and our sorrows, to intercede for each other and the church. Oh God, you know how unworthy we are. You know how forgetful we are. And that doubt fills our hearts as we see the happenings in this world, as we enjoy its riches, as we enjoy the life here on earth. And yet, oh God, we pray that you will help us to trust in you, that you will help us to see beyond these temporal pleasures and the temporal afflictions on earth, looking to the true eternal Father, knowing that our future is secure in you if we believe. And so God, as we enter into a time of prayer, we pray that you will bless this hour, that we may go away encouraged, trusting, knowing that you will answer them according to your will in your time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.